Hey, everybody, this is Pillows and Beer. My name's Nick Norris. I'm the producer of the podcast, as you may or may not know. Unfortunately, Craig is out feeling sick right now. Austin is off celebrating his birthday. Happy birthday, Austin. So we are going to decide to give you the Spencer Pratt Part 2 interview, as many of you have requested. And then towards the end of the show, Craig and Austin will be answering some listener questions that you've submitted over time. So please stay tuned. Please wish Craig a speedy recovery, wish Austin a happy birthday, and without further ado, here is Spencer Pratt and Heidi Montag in their interview from a few months ago, and then, like I said, please stay tuned to some of your questions, and with that being said, this is Pillows and Beer.
Well, tell
this
us about...
maybe the first podcast that, like, I'm blackout.
Tell us about the hills, though. Give your...
I'm blackout, I swear.
So just so you know, third bottle of champagne.
It is. We're counting. And I have... Spencer, if you could see it, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 Bud Lights on the table in front of me and an empty bottle of Cabernet.
All due respect to brands and... you know, everything else, sport. Maybe I don't know about IPAs, but last beers I drank was when I was 17 years old. Because once I figured out there's like champagne and hard alcohols, like, so you should send me some of your magical beer.
I will. And
yeah, but when we drink liquor, it goes,
I don't know what to say, but
we go fast.
But I think that, like, is there any way if I send you like a 6-pack that you can like open a portal, you know, with it and be like, I think that this 6-pack is
Crystal Porter.
Yeah.
I stopped doing that because I felt like my real personality, what I really know and believe, is going to get me killed. So I've kind of dialed back like my knowledge of what's going on in this world, as real as that is. So like, I'll definitely, you know, grab out a vintage crystal wand that I have.
Spencer and I are definitely brothers.
You know, but like, like, as much as you think you know, like, I've seen...
I'm the East Coast version of you, so, and we've never gotten to talk about it.
Let me give you facts. I've had people appear, Nick can edit this out or whatever, in real life, as Heidi's my witness, I've had people pop out of nowhere when we're on a hike, real life. Like, they appeared like a hologram and give me a message from the Galactic Command saying they're from the future, the past, and this is what you need to do in the future. Like, the level of weirdness.
But is it positive, though, or is it dark? Like, do they give you a positive message of being like, you need to help?
They keep it very 100, and I'm not going to repeat it on this.
Well, you don't have to, but I'm just saying, is it dark or positive?
It's real. It's not positive. It's not positive. Like, where we're headed. And, like, so I'm on the level where, like, I feel like people are coming from different dimensions and giving me messages that I'm not even supposed to be. We're way past. Like, if you think you know what you're talking about, like, until you've experienced, how many UFOs have you seen with witnesses?
I have less than 3 experiences, but I have a lot of stories that people have told me about out of body stuff, but I haven't experienced it.
I have.
I'm at the level where with witnesses that I'll call up multiple people where I've been in a place where things that are so past what you've seen on YouTube, TikTok, so scary, freaky. People are walking through windows and breaking the glass because they're so scared. Like, I'm telling you, I don't know what I've done in my life, but I think we're talking about next level shit, players. Like, woo!
I love it, though.
That's what got me into crystals and everything. It's like, I see that, like, I don't know if I tracked it, but I have witnesses. So I'm like, I don't sound like the crazy person because I'll call them up. Like, remember when we're in the backyard of Malibu? What the F happened? And they're like, da 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 da. So that's why I always go back to, like, this is facts. It's not like, oh, Spencer's a conspiracy person. I don't like the word conspiracy. I love facts. And the more people that witness things, and I have that. So the only time I didn't have witnesses is when Heidi and I were having sex on the beach in Costa Rica, on the chaise lounges in the lightning storm, and the UFO came down rainbow colored, back and forth in the lightning bolts. Like, I don't have a witness on that, but that happened. So I don't care.
I'm a witness on that.
Tell me you came harder than you've ever come in your entire life. Because that
I don't even know if I came because it was.
Yeah, because
I think
like,
we may have stopped because it was so next level. What the F? And from that day on, there was a drone. I don't know whose government, who it worked for. A drone followed me every day in the sky. I could look up in Costa Rica, and there was a drone above my head falling. So I don't know, because keep in mind, on this jet, I brought all my Lemurian crystals. I was making grids. I was talking to the, you know, like I wasn't just, I was trying to attract multi-dimensional frequencies. You know what I mean? Like it wasn't like just eating my tacos. Like I was.
I love it, dude. And we want to come out and film with you guys if the Hills continues, which I think it is because you guys are doing great and we'll fucking love to come guest star. Why don't you tell us, just so we have it, I mean, tell us about the new season and plug the show because, I mean, viewers are gold.
Full disclosure, Triller TV on the app, that's where we should all be.
Yeah, so plug your
shit. I don't even know if I'll be on this season of the Hills because I'm too real. Everyone hates me. I'm the bad guy again.
Why do they hate you?
That's why we love you, by the way.
I can't stop telling the truth. And the truth, everyone goes, ooh, ooh, low blow, ooh, oh my gosh. And everyone wants to play the nice guy and pretend and worry about their image and use. Everyone lives their lives now if they're an Instagram filter. How there's all these lenses you can add to your face.
Yeah, it's bullshit. Whatever.
People live their lives like that. So real people scare people. And I'm too real. I don't care. Like you can cancel me 1,000 times because I'll never be canceled because I know I'm with the truth. I love everybody. I don't care what gender you are, what race you are.
Right. We're not discriminatory at all.
How you identify yourself, whatever. But if my truth is like scary to you, I'm sorry.
Who's the trailer that you guys are talking about though? So that's different than the Hills?
It's called Triller TV. You don't know about the app Triller?
I don't. I'm not in a bad way. I'm saying like you've informed us about this
Triller.
Whatever. Austin gets mad at me because I say not in a bad way, but
let me rewind you.
Yeah, tell us like a
TikTok, a Snapchat, an Instagram. They're an app, right? So I feel like Heidi and I the opportunity every week, every 4:30 on Mondays, we get to go live. If you're letting me be live for 30 minutes straight and no one's editing this, there's no, like, to me, that's the realest way you're going to get to meet Heidi and Spencer. So that's why I'm pumping up Triller. But obviously, I love MTV. I'm not shading them. The problem is cast members, okay, real life, they are all protecting their imaginary images. And right. Here's what I've learned about humans. There's people that are straight up delusional of who they like, yo, you are not what you think you are. Like, let's stop playing pretend. So that's why I'm hyping up Triller TV. Cause it's Heidi and I live for 30 minutes. Again,
Spencer, you and I are more similar than you would think. The whole genuine thing and authentic thing. What I've realized is I thought people were being fake to try to convince everyone else about what their thing was. But you then realize they actually believe like who they're putting off. And you're like, oh, wait, you really don't realize that you're just a fucking loser.
I just argued on camera with the cast member for a solid 20 minutes that they literally thought they were more famous than this person that this other cast member was connected to. Da, 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 da. I argue for 20 minutes just because it's like, I'm getting paid. I'll argue with you. I don't care. I'm not going to be like, there's cameras on me. You want to keep arguing?
That's a good thing to say, by the way. You are getting paid, so I'll fucking argue with you.
Yeah, exactly. I'll
argue with your
simple
ass.
You're not faking it. You're not faking it.
Yeah, not getting paid,
then like, I don't care.
We wouldn't even be talking to each other.
Of course. You are getting paid, so I'll argue with your simple ass.
There's three cameras on tripods. They're zooming on me. I'll argue with you as long as they're continuing to film me about that you think you're more famous than this person that I'm referencing. I'll play pretend with you. In a real life, we wouldn't even be talking because I would be like, you need to be in a mental hospital, you lunatic.
Right. But because of this thing that, you know, we're in, yeah. So, You play ball, essentially, is, you know, what you're saying.
I will play ball. As long as everyone's paying me, all these people are working hard, they're miking me up, I'll play imaginary with this lunatic. Let's go.
I'm a lunatic, by the way, as well. You know, and that's what you're thinking. I'm a lunatic too. So
you have self-awareness. Like, you get it. Like, there's lunatics who don't have self-awareness.
You know what?
You know what? You're already a crazy person. As far as,
you know what, man? What you just said is, in my opinion, like a very huge kind of component that I think people need to know. And it's self-awareness. Self-awareness. Like, if you're crazy and you know that you're crazy, that's called self-awareness. Like, that's amazing. That's amazing. It's called knowing what you're doing and doing it fucking anyways. And that's because I have conviction. That's because I want to be doing what I'm doing and I want to be doing what I'm saying. And that is that. I think that that's amazing. Self-awareness, people. It's a real thing.
But that's why I don't love his music. I'm not like a Kanye West. I don't have one song I play of his. That's why I love Kanye West and everyone hates on Kanye West, because I truly believe he has self-awareness. He knows what he's doing. He knows what he's saying. Everyone's like, he's crazy, he's bipolar.
That's interesting. And
all this. Then I'm like, no, I don't agree. I think he knows exactly what he's saying. Sometimes what he's saying, people don't understand. Maybe he doesn't articulate it right. And again, I'm not a Kanye West fan. I have one song that I play of his music. But when I watch how he does, I'm like, this guy knows his heart. So, like, past how he figures out how to play it in the media game and this, like, he...
No, totally. He knows, you know, he married the right woman. And the woman has all the followers in the world.
Today they file for divorce.
Yeah, I do.
So, but... That's
because,
the problem.
Because him, if you're on social media, then you have to be actually blind to not know that they got divorced today. Yeah.
So, in my opinion, I understand why Kim filed for divorce, because she doesn't want to live in Wyoming. She doesn't want to live this low key. Like, Kim likes her life. She loves going to Erewhon. She loves the valley. And Kanye's got a place where I was in 2010, where I'm going to live in the middle of nowhere. I'm going to do it. So, I relate to that guy so much.
Is that what he's doing right now? That he's living in Wyoming?
He lives in Wyoming. Like, if that doesn't connect to, like, how I felt, I don't know what does. Like,
what's he doing?
He's doing him. And it's like, he doesn't need to
worry. Is he, like, recording? Or is he just being...
living his life. And it's like
a billionaire, you know, recluse.
It's like, once you get so famous, and I was there, I'm not there anymore, and so rich, I'm not there anymore, I was there, you get to the point where you're like, I'm going to do me, and then however I want to do it. He's on another frequency where he can do him, still be a billionaire.
Dude, I'm all for it, by the way. You know what? I didn't like Kanye, but guess what? Now I do. Leave Kim's bitch ass. Again,
I don't
leave
like
her
Kanye.
Ass. And go and do you and live in fucking Wyoming, dude. Fuck her anyway.
That's my point. I don't know Kanye. I'm not a Kanye fan. But if you're Kanye and you want to live in a ranch in Wyoming and not be IG storing all day, every day, when you could be... Imagine if Kanye IG storied every day or Snapchatted or IG Live. He can... The fact that he doesn't want to do that shows me...
He would get a million plus views a day.
God, you can't even comprehend what he could do.
Right.
He's not this lunatic. He's not off his meds. Like, whatever he's doing what he wants to do. So, again, I'm not a Kanye fan. Like, I don't listen to his music, but I feel him and I understand him. And I love that he does not care. You guys get that, like, everyone in the comments section, everyone on the posts, and everyone that does this, they don't understand. It's a TV show.
No.
Do what we got to do to make a successful show.
People
we're
don't
team
get it.
Players. We, you know, we say things maybe we wouldn't say if there weren't cameras. And I feel like he's the spirit animal of that. Like, so again.
So then what you're saying is that you commiserate with Kanye because you think that Kanye is, you know, a genius on some level, or is it just because, like, you commiserate with him that he was married to this just awful woman
who literally might be the thirstiest woman on the entire planet, save my ex-girlfriend.
So I love, I'm biased. I love thirsty women. I was, yeah, at one
you
time,
would love you can, my ex-girlfriend.
You can, sir, I do love your ex-girlfriend.
I know you do.
So I'm biased. So I look at this and I appreciate that energy. And you can search tweets, Kim telling me on Twitter, can't wait till me and you and Reggie, we can all hang out. Like there was a time where Kim was tweeting me, and it's like, there used to be a joke underground where Kim would go to anything that opened a drawer. If a drawer opened, Kim was there. And you know what I learned? She's a professional. If I had done what Kim did, I would be more successful.
If a drawer opened, yeah, she was there, yeah, wearing a fucking,
yeah,
a custom dress.
So I'll never shade that level of grind and hustle and your ex. Like, I followed your ex on my Finsta, full disclosure. Cause I'm like, this girl is grinding. Like, good for her. Like, I'll never hate on somebody. Like, I don't care what they are. There's a real person, how hard it is to have success and work and like be fit and all and be a mom. So I don't know who she is as a person, but I know how hard it is. So,
yeah, man, no doubt.
You know, yeah, no doubt. I know how hard it is to get posts and likes and engagement. So I am never the hater. That's why I love all these TikTokers. Everyone's like I try to get Brody on TikTok. I'm like showing off Brody, all these young kids. He's like, I don't get it. It's stupid. I'm like, these kids are millionaires, dog. Like these kids and these stupid dances are millionaires. Yeah. Like, so I'm so biased and like I never go to my heart and like who they are. I don't care because it's hard to be successful. It's hard to get likes. It's hard to get views. It's there. So I'm
well, in Spence. So Spence, so Nick said obviously this will be probably one of the best podcast episodes of the entire year. Nick, it's amazing, but.
Nick. I'll never like Shrek shade your.
Yeah, friend. Nick can come on, but like now, like we have everything. Like this is great, but
Nick,
we also are drunk and just kind of want to hang out with you. So yeah, if you're down,
I've been podcasting a long time. Like finally, two guys on my level.
Yeah, let's just hang out. You know, like Nick, tell us. Like we have everything.
In full disclosure, when I watch your show, I always say I'm on the wrong show. I say that all the time because. I'm on a show where everyone is about their own thing. You can't have fun. You can't like, and every one of my cast hates me in real life. Maybe they pretend they hate me. And I don't know if it's jealousy because I want to win. I want season 8. What are you guys at? 10? I want that.
8.
Exactly. I want on our reboot. I want season 8. I want everyone to win, but everyone fuels my glow and my positivity and my success. And they hate on me and they want to bring me down and they don't want to shine with me. And that's what I learned about the devil. The devil gets in people's ears and the jealousy creates and all these sins and all these things. And I'm always like, man, I want people to win. I don't care. I want to have a great
life. Like we root for each other. Like at the end of the day, that's the difference between Shep and us.
I don't know if Nick edits this out. And
no, Nick doesn't. No, Nick.
Watch this. Watch this. I'll give you facts. So when I started becoming Snapchat of the Year, I got the awards, the most views. MTV brought me back in the fold. God bless and Viacom. And I was doing recaps of their incredible show, Siesta Key. Siesta Key was their.
Bars are closed.
Yeah, bars are
closed. No, if they're not at the bar and there's no cameras, it's irrelevant. So so I started recapping Siesta Key for Cosmopolitan Magazine.
Yeah, we remember that. You were doing that when we were there.
So MTV brought me back. They're like, hey, you want to fly to TRL when TRL existed? And I was like, I'll fly every Monday night, knock my Siesta Key recaps out, and I'll fly home. So I was doing that. The MTV execs were like, we want to do a show about you. And I regret this now because of how everyone's playing me out. I said, no, let's bring the Hills back. Like, we can't do that. I'm like, we can. Let me call these people. They're like, no, we're going to do a show about you, Spencer. And my selfless win as a team spirit was like, no, let's bring the Hills franchise back. And they did. But nobody gets on my cast that like, do you guys rewind, they wanted this Spidey show. They wanted Heidi Spencer. And I said, let's bring everybody back. And now everybody turned on me. I'm the bad guy. I'm
still? How are you still the bad guy? It's like everyone to win. Luke, I say that like we're all root for each other. And that's
how does the cast film with you? I'm like, what? What are you talking about? This is real life. It's real life.
So what are you doing that's like, well, how are you the bad guy right now? This isn't on the podcast. This is just us hanging out, drinking.
Nick, yeah, we're hanging out.
Boom. I don't care. Nick Arrett. I'm too real.
Nick,
I can't stop myself from being me. When cameras are on me, this is my time to be me because I want to be able to tell my son, like, hey, that's your dad. I'll keep it 100. But you can't keep it 100 and keep all these relationships and all these people that want, like, it's hard. It's a hard balance.
No, I know.
I got a question. So what's it like being on reality TV? Like, how many friendships have you actually, like, lost due to reality TV?
I have zero friendships on reality TV. Heidi is the only human in the – minus other shows where people, you know, except for The Hills and MTV.
What about Kristen?
Kristen knows me, but if we were on a show together and I had to keep it 100, maybe she wouldn't like me. Because Kristen knows I keep it so.
How did the scene go with her? Or I mean,
Kristen's amazing. She backs Heidi. Like, but I'm saying if Kristen is a full cast member and if she makes decisions that I have to have a real opinion on, I love Kristen. I feel like Kristen's an incredible human, but I can't. If I think you're talking to this person that's whack, I'm going to say it. And then maybe Kristen's like, I can't stop myself from being 100 because I've been around too many real gangsters. Like I grew up with around real humans. Like I'm not a gangster, but I've experienced real gangsters. Like you got to be 100. You got to really. So Kristen loves me now. You know, I don't know the backstories.
But when you and Heidi started dating, who was it that broke like, you guys lost a lot of friends when you guys started dating, right? Or was it LC and Heidi or something?
We never had friends. We started dating. We had no friends. Like, here's the thing about reality TV. Everyone on camera is doing them. They don't care if you're happy and you're in love.
Well, if you're good at your job, then you're doing you, yes.
But a lot of people are fake, and it's infuriating.
A lot of people, 99.9% are fake, and they're trying to worry about their Instagram and their brands. And that's why everyone's always, like, freaking out about what I'm doing and how it's going to affect the crystals. Like, I sell rocks that have been in the earth for a million years. What I do on a reality show is not changing the rocks. If you want to believe in the energy, which I do in them, I'm not changing them after a million years. I want the richest, best thing. So if I'm selling something, it's because I would wear it. So that's why I would say, like, people are like, this will hurt your career and your business. I'm like, no, it's not. I'm selling something that's been on the earth for a million years. I didn't change this. I'm just helping facilitate getting it to you. So that's why I'm untouchable. And that's why the whole cast hates me. They all can't stand me.
But why do they hate you, though? What happened?
I keep it 100. Everyone wants like to play pretend and be the, you know. So it is what it is. And I'm not judging them. People live how they want to live.
Mm-hmm. Austin's always had my back, which is good. Or he basically just sits out.
I have no one but Heidi that keeps my back. So I know everyone I film with, everyone I'm going to show with, they will turn on me. Get that, Nick. Get that snap.
Got it. Sound effect, so, Nick.
Like, Nick, in an instant, if they have a chance to take me down and go back to Time Machine, everyone hates Heidi Spencer, they would love to do that. And I'm fine with that. If that's how you get your juice for 14 milliseconds,
okay. Good luck. Here's a question that I have, and it kind of just popped to me, right? So, okay, fine. And you've told us 10 times.
I've been this drunk in a minute. Thank you.
Good. So,
well, I'm hammered.
You told us.
What time is it over there? 7:30?
It's early. We got.
Yeah. Hold on. Nick, don't interrupt us.
27.
Nick is the bell. Nick can always interrupt.
So, Spence, you told us in the past, like, you know, 10 minutes, you're like, oh, you know, they all hate me. But, is Heidi like a redeeming quality for you, right? Where people are like, okay, well, like we respect the fact that his wife is Heidi and We love her.
See, Austin didn't watch the early years
of
you guys.
You're right. I didn't.
No. So not in a bad asking, way. No, I know. Not so in a bad way. Actually, I shouldn't have interrupted.
Way. Not in a bad way.
It's not in a bad way.
I know that. So I'm asking you. Yeah, that's right. You get that fucking picture, baby.
Yeah. I'm not getting a picture. My homie
picture,
had a
stroke. Baby.
No, let me be 100. My homie just had a stroke, and he's been texting me this whole time, and I haven't responded. He's like, not every day your best homie has a stroke. And I'm like, I'm going to live podcast. I'm sorry. I love you. Like,
and I'm not drinking at all.
So we ran into Brody one time, and I didn't like Brody, but Austin did. But Brody... And us, we had a run-in in a club
in L.A. No. Can we finish this first question? The first question that I had to you was, do you think that, you know, your father now, you know.
You said Heidi.
Yeah. Okay. So your father now, your wife is a mother. You are a family. Do you think that this is like people can't just now be like, fuck you fucking miserable fucking cunt, you know, and I said,
they
fucking
still
cunt
write that to me. They still write. Here's what I've got to the life. I'm so, thank you guys for getting me this drunk.
Yes.
I love it, dude. I would just put the microphone.
What a fun Friday night.
I put the soft mic on my.
What a fun Friday night.
You don't have a windscreen on yours, but we do, and they're soft, and so I'm pressing it against my eye sockets.
Well, listen, it feels good. You will get a rash if you put your face to this.
Yeah, I rub it on my face the entire time.
What, vagina?
Air this as a 4-hour podcast. That's what Joe Rogan does, and he's the man. Thank you, Nick.
Dude. So,
we're saying, I'm sorry, I'm texting my homie that's like, you don't care that I had a stroke and I'm in the hospital right now. I'm like,
I can't fix it. I'm not a fucking doctor.
Podcast. I love you. I don't know what you want me to call you. I don't know what to do here.
I'm not a fucking doctor, bro.
I'm podcasting, bro.
Yeah, all due respect to Brody, the last time Brody and I were real friends was 2000. No, I did the math. It was 16 years ago. Brody does not like me.
Yeah, so we were in this
bar. That's 2005,
bro.
That's when I was in high school.
So we were with Randall Lala's husband, our fiance.
Wait, are you younger than me? How old are you?
88. We're both 33.
I'm 37. Jesus, I'm older than you guys.
Old as fuck.
You're an old bag of bones.
God, wait, you're only 33?
Yeah.
Wow, congratulations. You got to step up your hustle. You're going to get rich now, dog.
Dude, I'm going to fuck everyone you've ever known in your entire life.
I'm going to connect you to my billionaire homie. You need to get this Bitcoin.
I want to be friends with your billionaire homie. Yes, I would like to be.
I don't like billionaires.
You got a 1600 on the SATs before they changed it, where now you got to get like a 2600 or whatever.
You don't even take the SATs
anymore. I'm sorry. I was texting about my homie that got the stroke.
Spencer, how many women do you think I can have sex with in the next 6 months?
See, this is what I learned. Heidi always tells me this when we're having sex and shit. And I'm like, this is real.
In the middle of fucking Heidi.
No, this is the words of encouragement.
You need to get one Heidi.
No. I just got out of. I want to have.
Let me tell you 100%. You wouldn't have got out of Madison if you had a Heidi. Let me tell you, that's a fact. If you think, homie, Brody and I were with Hugh Hefner at the Playboy Mansion for years before I met Heidi.
Laughing in your face, Greg.
No. At the actual Playboy Mansion, with Hugh Hefner before I met Heidi for years with Brody before I met Heidi. I already know what's out there. Let me tell you, you find a real one. So Madison wasn't it. That's a fact. She's a great TV star. She's a great, like, let's create attention to the show. I'll support. She did what she needed to do. But is that who you're going to marry and have a baby with? Never. Facts. All due respect to her. I think she's great.
Fact.
Facts. I'm not even shading her. I will. I follow.
I know you're not. I know you're not. Actually, you're doing the opposite. You know, you're.
So, but what I'm telling you, until you get the Heidi level, where you unlock a new level, you're not going to want to be looking for other girls.
Where do I find a Heidi is my question.
I don't know, because it was God. He always put
where do you find life. A Heidi, man? Because
I was planning on being a Bane Illuminati sex symbol for my whole life. I wasn't trying to get a girlfriend. Like I said, a girlfriend to me was the devil. Like, yeah, right, you loser fuck.
I was planning on being a sex symbol.
That's where I was at. But then I was in the jungle, and it's such a – I say this to Heidi all the time, because even when I'm having sex, she's like, I know you want blah, 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 blah. And I always say, you know what John Sally told me in the jungle? If I'm a celebrity, get me out of here on NBC. He told – and John Sally, supposedly the record person, if you Google this, had the most sex in the history of the world, beat Wilt Chamberlain. This is John Sally, NBA player. He beat Wilt Chamberlain. He told me what he learned.
I'm trying to go for that record, I promise you.
Get ready. He'll tell you this. Your dick can only go in one hole. So you could have, maybe I'm misquoting him, but you could have five chicks. They're the hottest chicks in the world. You only have one dick. So you could play all these, oh my God, look at all these girls here. There's only He did it. How weird, imagining what the next level is. John Sally did it. He made it very clear to me of a world. He described it. I lived in the Costa Rican jungle with him. He described it. I don't think they aired it. But he told me what is out there and what he did and his record. He beat Will Chamberlain. And he'll tell you when you get the one that matters and I'm out there, I'm telling you. Like, trust me. If you think you two were pimping and player, all due respect, you're not from LA. I don't care what you say. I grew up in LA. I grew up with the hottest girls, all the models, all the actresses, all the
players. Yeah, I'm sorry for your miserable fucking life where you didn't grow up like a normal human. You grew up an absolute asswipe with a bunch of asswipes.
I lived a life that I'm not even trying to shade you.
That's
guys.
Where you grew up, Spence.
Like I grew up,
you grew up with ass wipes and a whole bunch of plastic sixes.
I'm not trying to shave you. I grew up in Los Angeles. It's a whole nother.
Yeah, listen.
Okay, like a high school party had 14 high schools at it. Like you, every girl you could ever comprehend was at this mansion. Like I grew up different. Like every movie I've seen, they've never done it. Never show I've seen. Like what I have witnesses too. Like how I grew up. I wouldn't be with Heidi if it wasn't special and magical and meant to be. So until you feel that, I'll never tell you to wife up. I will tell you to be single. I'll tell you this. My own dad told me, all due respect to my mom, don't get married. My dad told me that. So I only got married because I found that fucking next level sparkle special thing. So don't, until you find that, you do you. You live your lives.
Mine's off. No, it's not. It said right into my earphone.
I said Austin's a psychopath.
Yeah.
And he
totally.
All right, Spencer, tell the psychopath that I'm friends with how, if you can't use a reasonable judgment.
Yeah.
I'm a psychopath. It's like everything Spencer said was reasonable, but I was like, you're both psychopaths. You.
Multiple people have called me psychopath. I've heard that.
No. Yeah. When
Spence, I'll go to Looney Bin with you, bro.
No.
1,000%.
All right, Spencer. Spencer, here's where you could actually deliver some help. Because it's been awesome talking to you. Everything you're saying is right. But when you fall head over heels with the wrong person, it's tough to get out of it. It just is. And a lot of people want this advice.
Hey, Nick, dude, you're totally wrong, man. We're just chatting now.
Pre-Heidi, hope she doesn't listen to this podcast.
Unless you're wasted, too.
I fell in love with
him. Yeah, he is. He's freaking actual. I love it. Fuck, I love you, Nick.
This is important, Austin.
No.
Spencer, tell Austin how you get out of something when you fall in love with the wrong person.
Falling in love with actual prostitutes, like women that legally... If you describe what they do is prostitution. I'm not shading women. I fell in love with pre-Heidi prostitutes, like where they were actually like, you've been in love with a prostitute before? No. So don't play like falling in love with the wrong people. I've done that. That's called being confused. So that doesn't mean that's the right person for you.
Yeah, but how do you move on from that? That's what I'm saying. How do you move on from falling in love with the wrong
people? Until you find somebody that...
Bro, it's not my same thing.
I'm not saying it's your same thing. I'm just saying you have told everyone that you're moving on from this person that you fell in love with. We all know you were in love with her, and there's nothing wrong with that.
That's what I'm saying.
You have now chosen to move on. No, so I'm asking Spencer if he has any advice on how to move on. But he's
asking how to move on from prostitutes.
It's not a mind. It's not a thing that like you like I can describe to you. It's a feeling. I would have bet my life that I'll be single till I was 70 years old, being a fucking killer.
Until you met your Heidi.
And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, it's a wrap. I'm done. I'm married. And
so
like,
were you with someone when you met Heidi or no? Were you single?
No, but I'd already done, like, I was in love with a an actual prostitute. Like, are you kidding me? Like, are you guys not hearing what I'm saying? Like pay money for
what was her name?
Shit. Like, this is Diamond? Real life. You grew up in L.A.
All right, everybody. We're going to take a quick commercial break for our wonderful sponsors, and we'll be right back with Spencer Pratt.
Pillows and Beer listeners, our family. Do you ever have trouble picking the perfect Father's Day gift that will genuinely make your dad go, wow? The best gifts create unbelievable experiences for those you love and memories that last a lifetime. So I'm excited to announce Cameo as a new sponsor of our show because my dad is hard to shop for, and I love that we're working with Cameo.
Listen, Craig and I have been on Cameo for ages. In fact, we started a joint account, had one of the funniest days with Mother's Day shout outs. We did like 80 shout outs in one night. It took us like 5 hours, but we were having an absolute blast. So basically, Cameo lets you surprise your loved ones with personalized video shout outs from your favorite stars, from Brian Baumgartner on The Office to Sonya Morgan from Real Housewives, and obviously to your two favorite, yours truly, me and Craig.
Honestly, I haven't even told Austin this yet, but look, we're both on there. We've both been on Cameo, like he said. Look for myself, look for Austin. But what we'll do for this next couple weeks, or let's say 2 weeks, Austin, is we'll unlock our joint account again since we're doing this podcast together all the time. So if you would want a Cameo from me or Austin, go to one of our Cameo sites or go to our joint Cameo site and get your father a really funny message and perfect present from me and Austin. People use Cameo for all kinds of things. Shout outs, roasts, thank you messages, congratulations, business promotions, which is a huge asset on Cameo. And I've even seen people shooting their shot with Cameo by having a celeb ask their crush out on a date for them or congratulate them after a recent proposal.
Go to cameo.com, request a personalized video, and whichever star you choose will send you back a personalized video so you can wow the ones you love. So don't just buy a gift, make a cameo. Go to cameo.com. That's cameo.com.
Austin and I both love hot sauce. But one thing that Austin loved before me was truffles, and I just didn't. I had only ever had bad experiences with white truffle oil on French fries at restaurants that did that, and it just was cheap. And so when Austin told me about Truff, which is this amazing organic truffle hot sauce. The hot sauce with, there's ones with black truffles in it. It's one with white truffles in it. And then there's a spicier one, which is my favorite. When he told me about this, I was like, hey, I don't like truffles. Well, I didn't like fake truffles because I love Truff hot sauce.
Right. Craig, you could not be more right. Love, love, love truffle oil. And I love hot sauce. At my house, I have a whole collection of hot sauces. And now the fact that I've added these three hot sauces, it's the only one that I use at the moment. It's like almost gluttonous, right? So basically think of like a luxury brand hot sauce meets like an Instagram, you know, model. That's basically what they've done. And they made this beautiful bottle. It's sleek and sexy looking. And then, you know, you open up the top, Craig, and just immediately that truffle oil just hits your nose.
Walk into Austin's house, and he's got these badass-looking bottles on his stove. It basically looked like the coolest, newest, most decorative item to have in your house, except there are actual hot sauces. And then the sauce tasted even better than the bottle looks. So Austin somehow has a kitchen that looks cooler than mine at the moment. Well, mine's not finished, but the hot sauce really adds something.
So Truff's original hot sauce blends black truffles, ripe chilies, savory spices, and organic agave nectar. And that's what they're all about, y'all.
Their hotter sauce takes the heat up a notch. And then the white truff hot sauce. Oh my goodness. It is my favorite. I know that Craig said that the hotter sauce is his, but the white truff hot sauce is infused with rare and decadent white truffle, as you can imagine. And that is just.
All right, family. If you want to join Austin and I by having some things that look pretty cool in your kitchen and the best hot sauce you'll ever try, go to their website now. You can get 15% off anything that you order. Go to Truff's website and type in promo code pillows and beer at truff.com. You get free shipping and 15% off. That's 15% off everything plus free shipping at Truff, T-R-U-F-F, F as in fantastic, like their hot sauce, .com, promo code pillows and beer. All right, everybody. We've told you about Honey before, but I got to continue to harp on how amazing this service is. I have been doing a lot of online shopping recently, whether it's for groceries or Target or Walmart or whatever it may be, even these weird sites that I find like hard to find items and new art that I've started collecting. Anyway, Honey saves you money on all of it. It's an easy to download option on your computer or your phone, and it has already saved me hundreds, if not thousands of dollars.
That's right, Craig. We all shop online and we've all seen that promo code field taunt us at checkout. But thanks to Honey, manually searching for coupon codes is a thing of the past. Honey is the free shopping tool that scours the internet for promo codes and applies the best one it finds to your cart at over 30,000 stores.
This makes shopping online so much more convenient. I used to Google promo codes all the time, probably getting a virus on my computer for half the links I clicked on, and none of the coupons ever worked. So let me help you join us in saving money with Honey. Imagine you're shopping on one of your favorite sites. When you check out, the Honey button drops down, and all you have to do is click Apply Coupons. Wait a few seconds as Honey searches for coupons it can find for that site. If Honey finds a working coupon, you'll watch the prices drop.
If you don't already have Honey, you could be straight up missing out on free savings. It's literally free and installs in a few seconds. And by getting it, you'll be doing yourself a solid and supporting this podcast. I'd never recommend something that I don't use. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/pillows. That's joinhoney.com/pillows. Pillows.
All right, everybody, we are back with the interview with Spencer and Heidi. Enjoy.
Spencer takes us in stride, so I'm not trying to say in a mean way, but at one point you guys were considered very hated people, right, on television. How did you survive that? How did you get through that?
We had the opposite of a producer like you guys and at a point do now, but it's like they're not trying to make us likable. And I do think that you guys have such a likability within the cast. And I do think your producers are protecting you. And when you're in it, it's hard to hear it and feel it.
You're not wrong.
Yeah, I feel that way about your show. And that's why I love your show so much, because it's fun to watch. Like, that's why sometimes I can't watch The Housewives, because I'm like, I don't want to sit here and just watch pure negativity. There's like fun elements, there's sassy elements, but it's likable, you know? So it's like, I like to watch something when I put my son down at the end of the day. But for us, you know, it was like screw the world type of thing. And it created negativity, but it put us together stronger. And you know, that's why
we're that's great. But you're so well spoken, and we see the same thing with Spencer. And when we did your guys' podcast, it was awesome. But you're so well spoken, and you see stuff how we do, and it's funny and it's interesting, and sometimes it's hard.
You're so hot, by the way.
Thank you.
So hot,
but it is hard to get through.
Nice. That is so nice. Thank you so much. So you should listen to what I say.
But it's cool that
I am 1,000% here for you.
Did you guys find each other while you were filming or before you started filming?
When I was 19. And we were in the club, and actually Brody Jenner and Kristen Cavalier were dating. And I was like, don't you guys have somebody for me? And they were like, no, we have no friends for you. And then like, I felt like the shit at the time. Literally, I was like on an MTV show. There was only a few. I was one of the only younger girls in the club. Like, I just felt like I was on cloud nine. I was dating like actors and blah, blah, blah. And I saw Spencer and it was love at first sight. I literally was obsessed with him. And he had 10 playmates around him, the hottest girls you've ever seen in your life. And they were obsessed with him. And he just got done producing The Princess of Malibu, which was on Fox. He was on fire. He was so successful. But I didn't know any of that or care, because I'm like, I'm the successful one out of the two of us. I'm on air. I don't know about your past, but like,
amazing.
You know?
It's awesome. It's amazing.
So, and I actually,
I'm sorry, bitch. I'm the famous one.
Yeah, that's why I was like,
fuck you and your stupid
show. I was like, I'm hooking up with blah, blah, and blah, blah. You in line. So yeah. And then I changed my number on him because I told him I was like falling in love with him. And then he went around that's telling everyone.
Amazing.
And that's before you changed your number on people. You did not do that then. It was like a whole process. And so he spent like 3 or 4 months trying to get my phone number. And everyone's like, hey, he's begging for your number. I said, anyone who gives him my number is cut off, done. That's it. I will never talk to that person again. And then I started dating kind of his frat brother. And he got like super upset. And then he was like, fine, I'll start dating him.
Yeah, I would be upset too.
But I didn't know they were. I didn't know they even knew each other. I didn't even know they knew each other, and they were like distant friends. But anyways, so then he's like, fine, I'll get back on her on season 2 and I'll start dating Adrina. And so when he walked in with Adrina, I was like, bitch, you are.
That was my crush. I liked Adrina just
don't
as
say
a
that,
fan.
Don't
no, she is.
Say that.
No, she is.
No, I mean, I was a fan of all of you guys.
She had fat, yeah, yeah.
Well,
fat boobs.
It is one thing to say that you're hotter than her now. She had fat and boobs. I'm not saying that you weren't back then, but yes.
Well, that's
you have
why
aged
she.
Well.
Yeah. So, anyways, she came in with Spencer, and I was like, oh no, this is not happening. And he was like, no, I'm just fake dating her to get back at you because I'm so mad. He's like, I'm not interested in Adrina at all, but I am mad at you. And I just thought it'd be a good play to get on the TV show and see you again. And so then once I heard that, and Adrina told me the same, she's like, no, he's not interested in me. He's literally just trying to get back at you. And I was like, fine. Okay. I love him. There's nothing I can do. I'm like obsessed with him. I love him so much. And then that was it. And then we've been together since I was 20 and now I'm 34. So we've been together for 14 years and we never had a problem since then.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's amazing. And that's why it's awesome to hear what you were saying, Austin. Obviously it's tough to hear for him still, but it's not bad stuff. That's the thing. It's not like, oh, well, you could have done better. You could have done this. It's like, Austin, you are good enough. You're a really good dude.
Yeah.
And so but the TV world it's stressful and it's tough. And,
and those exes keep coming in your face and on camera and then, it's a whole different thing, you know? It's like, that's way more stressful than just breaking up with somebody. It's like breaking up with someone and then having them sabotage you and then always being around and then having that conflict and then having them be able to drag you back in emotionally. It's
See,
like,
Austin should
hard.
Hear this because he said that before and he's like, Craig, this isn't normal. Like
it's
usually
not.
When you break up, you can just leave, you know, and you never see each other again.
And then
Austin, Heidi just said that, being on a TV show as someone makes it that much harder because then they drag you into drama and you have to see them and on scenes and
yeah. And then they look hot and then you see them with somebody else. And then the feelings you wouldn't have had to like heal up and move on, you're feeling and you're like, wow, well now I'm feeling more for her than I would have. Cause she's hitting, who's that new guy? Why did I forget his name?
Oh Chris? Yeah.
Chris.
Yeah. Pringle.
Yeah, so it's like...
So you guys never had that? So you and Spencer did... I mean, I watched your guys' show. I was a fanboy. But I felt like you and Spencer were always a team. You know, like, I didn't know how I felt about you back then. Like,
yeah.
And that's what's funny is, like, I told Spencer, I don't know if you heard, but when we came to do your guys' podcast, when we were in LA, I was like, what? What? Wait, we're going... Like, you know, because you didn't know how you felt about people. And then we met you guys in person and we could not have been bigger fans of you guys as humans. And that's why.
Thank you.
Yeah. We were like, we want to have them on our podcast now because it really is. And we didn't realize the engagement that you get from podcasts that you actually get to show everyone a more complete picture of who you are. That the show doesn't show.
You get your own narrative and it's a through line. Like the show is, what, 3-4 minutes of you guys for how many months integrated in a group you're not in, you know? So it's a whole different thing than your own life and everything that you're going through and how you feel. And that's
the whole thing is the narrative. We now can control our own narrative.
Who is that?
That's me in the pink shirt and the bowl cut.
Oh my God. wish.
I look like a little babe, right? Like a little baby.
A little boy or a little babe?
A little babe. Like babe, like, babe the pig.
Oh.
You know, like no, a little baby. Like a little no, baby. Not yeah, not like hot, but like I look yeah, like a little babe. Like put me in a manger and fucking put me out to sea.
No, no, don't be and so hard on yourself. Why are you so negative about it?
I just think it's funny. That's all I mean.
He's been beat down for a while. And
I feel like you're so negative about yourself. I'm so confused. We have two
Nick, do you want to say hi to Heidi since she's now just looking at this guy on the side of the screen and doesn't know you're our main guy? He's
killing me, dude. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Nick's here.
Yeah, man. Say
Nick's
hey
our boy.
Say hey to Heidi.
I haven't seen you, Nick. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I like that red you're drinking.
Thank you.
I do. Hey, show her your pajama pants, Nick.
Oh, my God. Craig, Mr. Sewing loves the designs.
Oh, my gosh. So my little brother lives for pajama pants.
Oh, my God. Wait, so soft.
She said pants.
Austin and pajama I have matching pants. Pajama pants for the show.
Okay, I can't even pronounce it.
Pajama pants. We love y'all so much. So thank you so much for hanging out with us so much longer than the podcast.
It was just a fun hangout.
Sorry. I bought a hoodie and it says ski fast and eat ass.
All right.
Well, we love you guys and we can't wait to hang out in person.
All right. We love you guys. When you're in town, let's
do it. All right, Fred Flintstone, eat that fucking lean meat.
No, that's why I ate my lamb chops. We got to go. This guy.
All right, y'all. We love you guys so much. Bye.
For most of us, learning a second language in high school or college wasn't exactly a high point in our academic careers. I personally took Spanish, and I don't know any Spanish anymore. Well, I'm okay with it, but I learned it from traveling. I didn't learn it in school. I think we're taught in school, especially here in America, it's almost like a vocabulary lesson, so I can read a menu, but I can't conversate with people, and it's always bothered me. But now, thanks to Babbel, the number one selling language learning app, there's an addictively fun and easy way to learn a new language. Whether you'll be traveling abroad, connecting in a deeper way with family, or just have some free time, Babbel teaches bite-sized language lessons that you'll actually use in the real world. Honestly, when I started dating Natalie, I downloaded Babbel because I wanted to learn French. I wanted to impress her and impress her parents. And it's amazing how quick you can pick up on stuff. And before I know it, I was throwing in little anecdotes and sentences to her. And she was like, what is going on? I learned how to listen to her, which is something when, when I dated Naomi years ago, we would go to France all the time. And so I could speak a little bit of French, but I couldn't understand it. And Babbel has really changed my entire world when it comes to languages. Babbel's 15-minute lessons make it the perfect way to learn a new language on the go. I personally use it in the car all the time. It's funny because we are on this podcast and I do love podcasts, but in the car, it's not where I want to listen to a podcast, but I love learning French in the car. And honestly, I'm going to start to do Spanish too because I'm about to take a trip to Mexico and I want to sharpen up my skills. Right now, when you purchase a 3-month Babbel subscription, you'll get an additional 3 months for free. That's 6 months for the price of 3. Just go to babbel.com and use promo code PILLOWSANDBEER. That's BABBEL.com. Babbel.com. Code PILLOWSANDBEER for an extra 3 months free. Babbel, language for life.
That's right, Craig. I did just move into a new home, and I have so much more space than I used to have, and I'm finding all these walls and inspiration from all sorts of places. So what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to frame all these new pieces of art that I'm kind of collecting along the way from here and there, and it's so much fun. And FrameBridge has been a lifesaver, considering framing is not cheap. It's just not cheap, and if you want to custom frame every piece, it just makes it so much easier to go to one place to make that fun wall or like that fun thing that you have like an idea for, and that's what I've been doing. That's been the joys of owning a new home for me, is that I'm finding all these new things to use FrameBridge for.
So get started today. Frame your photos or send someone the perfect gift. Go to framebridge.com and use promo code PILLOWSANDBEER to save an additional 15% off your first order. Just go to framebridge.com, promo code PILLOWSANDBEER. FrameBridge, FrameBridge.com, promo code PILLOWSANDBEER.
With Father's Day fast approaching, one of the gifts I'm getting from my dad is a gravity blanket. You know me, Craig, and I always love to have a blanket wrapped around my neck. Every night when I sleep and when I'm on the couch, it's odd, but my dad is the same way sometimes, and the gravity blanket is awesome for this.
Gravity blanket is the top-rated weighted blanket that helps you fall asleep faster and stay asleep longer. The only blanket proven to improve sleep quality, with 78% of people reporting a better night's sleep when using Gravity, and I am definitely one of them. This is a perfect Father's Day gift. Give Dad the gift of rest and relaxation now. Just go to gravityblankets.com and check out the weighted blankets, weighted sleep mask, and weighted robes. Use promo code PILLOWSANDBEER to get 20% off your purchase. That's gravityblankets.com and use code PILLOWSANDBEER to get 20% off the blanket that everyone's talking about.
With Father's Day fast approaching, one of the gifts I'm getting from my dad is a gravity blanket. You know me, Craig, and I always love to have a blanket wrapped around my neck. Every night when I sleep and when I'm on the couch, it's odd, but my dad is the same way sometimes, and the gravity blanket is awesome for this.
Gravity blanket is the top-rated weighted blanket that helps you fall asleep faster and stay asleep longer. The only blanket proven to improve sleep quality, with 78% of people reporting a better night's sleep when using Gravity, and I am definitely one of them. This is a perfect Father's Day gift. Give Dad the gift of rest and relaxation now. Just go to gravityblankets.com and check out the weighted blankets, weighted sleep mask, and weighted robes. Use promo code PILLOWSANDBEER to get 20% off your purchase. That's gravityblankets.com and use code PILLOWSANDBEER to get 20% off the blanket that everyone's talking about.
And now it's time for some listener questions that you had for Craig and Austin.
Does Austin having a new beer in development at King's Calling? Also, let's start doing these quick.
Okay. No, I don't. I'm moving to another production facility, and they're going to absolutely streamline my beer, so I cannot wait to have one.
Do you watch any Housewives franchises? If so, what's your favorite?
No.
I think if I had to pick a favorite, it'd be New York. I don't watch them, but girls that I dated, yeah, and we know the New York.
We know, like,
yeah.
Ramona.
Yeah.
Who's and Sonia. And Sonia. Well, Wild.
And Dorinda from BravoCon.
Yeah. They're, okay, yeah, dude, New York. Friends. I can get aboard with that.
Austin, did Kyle share any learnings from Loverboy? Well,
absolutely. Kyle and I spoke at length a few different times about what it takes to move your beer to move your product to different territories, states, etc. And we had great talks. I really, really hope that they're played. Who knows? But the answer is yes. Kyle knows what it takes. Kyle has done a lot of things. I definitely, listened and appreciated the things that he had to say.
Austin, do you watch Schitt's Creek?
Yes.
This isn't terrible because we've never answered this. In Charleston, celebrating law school graduation, congrats. But what's one thing that she should do here? I don't think we've ever named that. It's not a bad question.
One thing that you should do in Charleston.
If you're in Charleston,
I think you should get on the water, Craig. Like, you got to get on the water.
But is that feasible for everyone?
Well, yes, because I think you can rent a boat. You can rent. Okay. Like, you got to get on the water. That's my answer.
And that's fine.
It's my answer.
It's a sunset cruise, and it's not a bad answer. And it's why I was pushed to join a boat club so I could take people out on the boat. So you're right. Taking a sunset cruise is good. If I was to do anything here without involving also don't take a fucking horse carriage here. Those poor fucking horses. But what you should do is walk around south of Broad, like the Battery. You will see the oldest liquor store in the country where Blackbeard used to get his rum from, and they'd run it through an underground tunnel. You'll see the cannons that used to shoot. Like in the war, like I think that side of his really cool walking about.
People don't understand that the Civil War began
here
in Charleston.
Yeah. Well, you can see where the first shots were taken.
It's awesome.
You can see the armory.
It's actually really cool.
The cemeteries
of
have.
Of course,
graves.
We took our friends here. Like, I took Andy and Scotty and Jack down there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think if there's one thing to do, go walk and go down to the market. Yeah. I think go walk this stuff is what I would say. I mean, Austin's not
Rainbow
wrong.
Row.
Like, get
Rainbow
on the
road.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's all part of that. Like, walking.
Yeah, yeah. And if you go and walk, right? I mean, of course,
the best thing, in my opinion, on the tail end of that, you know, shit is like, yeah, you go walk, you go to the Battery, Rainbow Row, you know, you learn some history. And then what better to wash it all down with just like a delightful cocktail on some rooftop?
Do you have Drop Off down there or only on King?
Yeah, definitely at Vendue. And
that's not a bad place to go look at the water. Oh, Vendue's rooftop is great.
Vendue rooftop is so dope.
All right. So that was a good question. I say walk south of Broad.
And I say get on the water.
Well, you do. This is my go to Raw 167, go to BIM 152, and then walk the history. Austin is right, though. That's what he is right. Go get on the water. Go look at that stuff from
definitely,
water.
Definitely. Harbor places, cruise.
What's the plan for the limo in Craig's driveway? Are you booking bachelorette parties? The plan is that we're yelling at Jerry, who's fucking worthless half the time. I mean, I guess he's like building store right now.
Jerry is going to listen to this and be like, "He's gonna you so absolute piece of shit, Craig.
He's gonna
I am the most productive person in your life."
He's going to throw a bucket of paint. So he listens to these in the store, and he's going to throw a bucket of paint on the wall. He's like, "Come on, Craig. Come deal with your fucking worthless partner right now, because I just threw paint on the wall."
Let's just say that Jerry has final say on what ends up on this podcast, which is hilarious. Well, it's hilarious.
He gives us what would the word be, Nick? He gives us oversight, but we actually have final say.
Sure. Okay. Sure.
But we don't listen to it after he does the edits. Yeah,
exactly. We don't listen to our fucking podcast. So what I just said was right. Yes. Jerry has final say.
Yes.
Because you and I don't listen to shit. Yeah. We just do this and then we dip out.
Yeah, I would die, but like no. All right. Take that. Flag that, too. Don't say that. only the die part. Don't say I'd die if I have to listen to this, because then the viewer's like, well, what are we doing? Plan for the limo on my driveway. Apparently, we're waiting for the title. We might have gotten it today.
Why don't you answer that? Why you don't listen to your own stuff?
Oh, why don't we listen to our own stuff? That's a good call, Nick. My anxiety, like, it's never been there for me, other than like what Austin will tell you guys is I used to play the first episodes of the show in my house and after parties. But now I'm authentically myself and I just do it. And then I don't want to look in the mirror. So yeah, I don't listen to this shit because I don't want to look in the mirror. I tell you guys the absolute truth. I think Austin does too. Nick, I don't know what role he's playing sometimes. No. But
and Nick, dude, what are you, a cop?
When we're real open about stuff, it's tough to look at yourself in the mirror. And so that would be a whole series on its own, watching us listen to ourselves. I mean, that would be torture.
Oh, my God. Dude, Craig. We would be torture.
You might see our brains fall. You and I would get
so absolutely lit because we'd have to be drunk to listen to our shit.
That's the point. So that's why we don't listen. All right, what's the plan for the limo on Craig's driveway? We would love to start using it. I found a driver. We want to take it to the opening. Were we instant friends or did it take time to vibe? We were instant friends, and I walked up to Austin, and what did I say to you, Austin?
Craig said, so your buddies with Shep. I said, yeah. And he goes, let's be best friends to piss him off. And I was like, this dude's going to be my buddy.
Yeah, and we did it. Favorite restaurant in Fenwick?
Is that your dog's name?
Yeah, but it's the town we live in. Catch 54 or Steve's. All right, just cut that too because I can't remember my buddy's restaurant. Or I'll just add it in. We'll go back and review. Is Austin dating anyone from Wildcat 992?
What? No, I'm not. Okay. I'm single.
If you had to cover yourself in glitter, what color glitter would you pick?
Purple.
Oh, that's good.
No, blue.
I went gold.
Teal.
Even though I'm a silver guy. I went gold. I'll take gold glitter. Teal glitter, that's my color. I love it.
Teal, dude. Definitely teal.
All right. When will you visit Connecticut?
Never. Kidding. I went to a bar in Connecticut one time. It was this really, really awesome bar. It was called Tequila Mockingbird. Get it?
Yeah, they're all over Ocean City and Delaware.
Oh, what?
Tequila Mockingbird is all over Ocean City and Maryland.
Okay. Is there one person the two of you refuse to interview on a podcast? No, and I think we've proved that. That's my opinion. I will ask Austin. I think the best part of this is just being truthful and clear. And I don't think if we have someone on here, we're showing favorites to anyone. We're just going to ask them everything we want to ask anyway. And I would hope that our integrity lives through that. We could have anyone on here and be like, we're going to ask what any of you guys are thinking in your car.
That's right. I think that, you know, Craig and I have done, not to toot my own horn, but we've done a phenomenal job of finding friends and people, and they might not be friends, but new friends or people that you might not like. And guess what? We still decide to hang out with them because I don't care. I just don't. Yeah. I don't care much.
And on the lives, we brought people on because, like, anytime you're going to start to censor everything, like, you're in trouble. Like, you might not see it, but you're in trouble. And Austin and I think my goal of all of this will be that you can throw anyone in front of us and we're not going to take a side, but we're going to fucking get to the bottom of whatever's happening. Like, we're not endorsing someone by bringing them on. We're interviewing them. That's the whole point of this. Favorite Marvel story, arch, or favorite Entourage character? Oh, well, both. Well, hold on. There's three questions here.
Okay.
Favorite Marvel story.
Okay. No, answer it. Answer it right now.
I love Thor. I love Thor.
Okay. Iron Man.
I love Thor because of when he went back and saw his mom in one of those. Okay. Iron Man's great.
I love Iron Man because of Robert Downey Jr.
He's awesome.
And Mr.
Whitney's buddy.
Yeah.
Favorite Entourage character.
I mean, oh, drama. 1,000% for me.
Drama's great.
No. I know who Craig likes.
Who?
I love Ari.
Oh, I love Ari. I love Vince.
Dude.
Because I wanted to be him one day, even though I was in law school.
He was the worst actor on the whole fucking show.
I know. You're right. But I wanted to, like, I wanted to be him one day, even Drama though I was just going to be like, a lawyer. Drama's amazing.
Drama's, he's fucking, dude, let's get Kevin Dillon on our podcast.
Yeah. That would be awesome. Let's get on his. Which one we relate to. So maybe
which one of what?
The third question is which Entourage character you relate to.
Oh, sure. Okay, fine. Drama.
All right, there you go.
He's a dramatic motherfucker. He's absolutely hilarious. He's slighted at all times. He's my favorite. Yeah.
Have you ever been to Wrightsville?
North Carolina? Yes.
Have you been in, will I be in the store? Yes. I will be in the store a lot this summer.
I go to Craig all the time, even if you
have Trump up in there. Look,
I stroll up in there.
Well, what's kind of awesome is when I ordered the kegerator for this podcast room, Austin didn't know what to think, didn't know if it was going to go. It came. Totally. So no, now well, that I came. Told him I just ordered the kegerator for the store,
yeah,
he rad. Actually believes it's me, rad, and then we'll be there on Tuesday. When I listen to your podcast, I just want to jump in on the back and forth. Thank you. And we'll get a phone number for that set up. Nick, is there a way that we can have audio from a phone number come through?
Yeah, I can look into that. It's just tough, you know, since it's a podcast, not a live show, you know?
Yeah, but we have like the second. Yeah,
what secondary. What the fuck did you just say to me, Nick?
God damn it.
This is not a live show, dude. This is. God.
What is the biggest change in life that has come from the show / podcast?
Guys, I think that's a no brainer.
Let's just do podcast.
The fact that Craig and I have
no. Let's do the biggest change in life that's come from the podcast. Okay. We get to show you who we really are.
Yeah.
I think. Have you ever met Bill Murray? Yeah, but those stories stay in Charleston. If you've ever met Bill Murray, have a really good. I've never met him. Mink
face.
Austin will tell you the best advice I ever gave him. Remember?
Yeah. You want me to say it?
Yeah.
I was like, Craig, how do we meet Bill Murray? He said, you don't meet Bill Murray, he meets you. I was like, true that, Craig. That was like 2 or so years ago.
Yeah, and if you were here, it's good. All right, fuck, marry, kill. Pizza, mac and cheese, chicken tendies.
Oh.
Great question, Jen. Dude, Reniker.
I'm absolutely marrying pizza. I just have to.
All right, well, you got to finish the question.
Okay. Well, I was waiting for, you know, your backlash, but
no, I don't have. You don't know. I'm gonna answer that. That's why this is a good question. Is he doesn't know.
Kill off mac and cheese. And
I'm gonna fuck mac and cheese.
Yeah, because it probably feel good too. To be honest,
is it wrong?
No, dude, it would feel good, no doubt.
Sorry, pizza, you're dead. I'm marrying chicken dinner.
You're killing pizza.
Yeah, I'm gonna marry. Well, I don't want to, but I'm gonna marry chicken dinners. I'm gonna fuck
mac and cheese, well, and I'm gonna kill pizza.
The thing is this, no one said we couldn't get sauce. So if I'm if I'm dating some chicken tendies, I want some.
Well, no, we
I
get,
want some.
You get whatever
sauces.
A true accoutrements that you get from it.
Accoutrements.
The thing is that pizza makes me like, I don't feel guilty about, like, I don't eat well, but I can eat a million chicken tenders and feel fine. But like with pizza, I get my own head about it. So yeah, I'm gonna marry chicken tenders. Favorite Disney movie?
Say it, Craig.
Favorite Disney movie for me? If I have to pick a favorite, it's going to go Aladdin.
Yeah, we both said this shit the same time.
You said it before me.
No, it's
were
same
you guessing
time.
For me?
No, I was not at all.
Oh, you're saying yours too?
Yeah, mine.
100% Aladdin. Yeah. It will always be Aladdin. I hated that my parents showed me like,
my family
as a kid.
My family used to.
It's my favorite song. I've seen it on Broadway. I've seen it in New York at the like whatever that place is that has like beds and blankets and shit, like the new one.
I don't know what that
I
know. Is.
I love Aladdin. My second favorite would be Frozen, just like love I mean Frozen. My favorite character is gonna be Olaf. So who's your favorite Disney character?
I mean
will she come in and have a drink with us?
Yeah, definitely. Cool. You know, Genie. Are you kidding me? Robin Williams, peak Robin Williams.
Cool.
He is genius.
I'm okay with that. See, the things that are important we're together on. House is burning down. What are you saving?
Damn, there's nothing in my house that I like really, really care about that much to save. Well, at the top of mind, I'm sure that there is.
No, since my house has been through so much shit, I think I'm just running out.
It'd probably be like. Like, what are you going to save? What are you going
to
save? Right?
Well, how about this? We'll say, what will you be sad to realize that you lost?
Yeah. Honestly, this sounds so lame, but anything that my mother has given me, like as a Christmas present, is life. Like, I cannot let go. Like, I can't let it go.
Can you save your cards?
Yes.
I wake up now.
Everything, dude. Everything, you know. Even if it's like a shirt that I don't like, she's like, no, just like, you know, send it back. It'll actually like, yeah. It'll help me. It'll
no,
help
that's
me.
Weird. You say that I have them upstairs and my mom was just going through my closet.
And there are some like, shirts that I don't even wear.
Yeah, and she was like, and I was like, I think you got this for me, mom. And I was like, and she's like, well,
and I'm
someone
like,
else
shit,
could wear it.
Austin, wear it. Wear it. Put it. Yeah. Yeah.
No, so the
I can't
cards,
get rid of anything that my mom gives me.
My
I
mom can't. Gives me. And I, on my, the driver's side, like, pocket in the door, a lot of cards for me. I would be sad that here's the one thing that I lost that I hate is that I had a picture of my golden retriever growing up that I took to college with me.
Who?
That his name was Champ.
Oh man.
And
I didn't know you had a dog before.
He was my best friend. Yeah, I didn't have any friends in growing up and my golden retriever is my best friend.
Shocker.
And I think I lost the picture of me and Champ and it was before, like, you know, before
you're
things.
Like, you're just gonna like tear at our heartstrings like this?
Yeah, I had a Polaroid picture of me and Champ, and I lost it. That's right.
What do you think? Nick's probably like, you know, 2-26 right now. He's like 2 kills. He's died 26 yeah. times. His team has died. It lost every time.
Played Warzone, so a different kind of game.
Hey, everybody. Thank you so much again for listening to this special episode of Pillows and Beer, episode 21. My name is Nick Norris. We will be back to regular program scheduling next week with Craig and Austin. Hopefully, Craig is, you know, shaking off his cold. Austin shaking off the birthday celebrations. And we will be back to, you know, their normal antics on the show. In the meantime, please enjoy this week's U.S. Open and this Father's Day. Please wish your father a happy Father's Day. And yeah, I know what I'll be doing this weekend. But until then, have a great time. Find us on Instagram at Pillows and Beer. Find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever else you listen to us. And please don't hesitate to reach out to us at theboys@pillowsandbeer.com. Thank you, everybody. Have a good one.